If you're just switching on the radio, you are very welcome indeed. Claire McNeely writes in the Belfast Telegraph, and she has the front page story this morning. We're talking about people not being happy with the health service. That is quite a big story on the front of the Belfast Telegraph this morning. It says, exclusive, in haunting letter written days before she died, Rachel McAlpin alleges care failings contributed to her death at the age of just 26. And the main headline, Northern Ireland woman's plea for justice from beyond the grave. Claire writes the story. Good morning, Claire.
Good morning, Frank.
Claire, tell us the story for those who haven't read it this morning in the Belfast Telegraph.
This is a tragic story about one young woman's fight to get the health care she needed for a complex medical condition. And unfortunately, that fight ended in her death. Rachel McAlpine was only 26 when she passed away. She had a progressive undiagnosed illness, which meant she was wheelchair bound, and she also had a tracheotomy, which is an artificial airway. And that meant she required round-the-clock care in her specially adapted Antrim home. Now, her care was outsourced to a private company called Trackers Healthcare. And during the course of the provision of that care, Rachel became unhappy. So initially, she sent a formal complaint to the Northern Trust in January of this year, asking them, she outlined a few of her, you know, grievances, and she actually asked them to assume responsibility for her care. In February, then, the MLA, Declan Kearney, intervened. He also wrote to the Trust requesting an urgent exceptional intervention for Rachel's care. I should say that in between times, the Trust had replied to say it was looking into all of the issues, and because the nature of the complaint was so complex, it was going to take some time. So after their conclusion, they sent a letter to Rachel in April. They recognised and addressed some of her concerns, but ultimately they didn't agree to take over her care package. Now, in between times, obviously, Rachel was very sick. She was becoming iller. And she, when she knew she was going to die, she summoned up all of her might and energy and courage to write three letters on her deathbed. Now, this was in October time. So she sent one to the Trust. She sent one to Trackers Healthcare, and she sent a third to the Belfast Telegraph. Obviously, that's the basis of our story today. Now, in the Trust letter, she revisited some of the issues she had made in her first complaint, and ultimately she asked why people with complex care issues are outsourced to companies who perhaps don't meet their needs. That's obviously her view. And she also asked why the Trust itself can't provide care in certain circumstances. She sent a letter to Trackers outlining the problems that she felt she had with them. And then she sent a letter to us. And she tells us, now we've obviously seen all of the communication, but in the letter to us, she outlines her grievances. She explains why she's unhappy with both the Trust and the private company. And she tells us that ultimately she feels as though she was failed by the system. And she says the reason that she wanted to write was because she doesn't want to die in vain. And she said she felt she had to speak out so that no one else suffers like she did. So it's just heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. The most heartbreaking thing, of course, is that this young woman has been very ill and has since passed away. And just before she died, she felt it was important to write those three letters. However, it's also important to keep in mind that many people will have received health assistance from the Northern Health and Social Care Trust. Many people will have received assistance from Trackers Healthcare. And will currently be receiving it very happily with a recommendation that everything is going well for them, or indeed people will have passed away and their families would say that the Northern Health and Social Care Trust and indeed Trackers Healthcare has been very beneficial to them. So you're taking the story of one young woman facing death, having the courage to speak out about how she feels and publish it today, do you not get a sense that it may be to the detriment of much good work that's ongoing in both those areas that are being criticised?
Well, I mean, obviously we went to both the Trust and Trackers when we were writing the story, because obviously it's not something that we take lightly, nor is it something that Rachel obviously took lightly, because she felt compelled to do this when, you know, she knew time was running out. Now, the Trust did come back and it said that the delivery of complex nursing care to clients in their own home can be challenging due to the specialist care required. And it said the Trust strives to deliver the highest level of care to service users through effective working relationships with their partners in the independent sector. And also, Trackers said that Rachel's courage and grit impressed everyone who had the privilege over the last 3 years to meet her. And it also said the team respects the heartfelt views expressed in the series of letters which had been circulated, but it also said that it didn't feel it was appropriate to comment on these matters or any confidential clinical matters which have been raised. So of course we've got to respect that too. But I suppose talking to Rachel's best friend Carol Ann as well gave us a sense of the person Rachel was. You know, she was intelligent, she had a wicked sense of humour, she kept going with this brave and courageous fight right until the end. And, you know, on her deathbed, it was her wish to have her story told. And that's why she asked for her letter to be sent to the Belfast Telegraph. And one of the most touching things about it was Carol Ann shared the speech that Rachel actually wrote for her friends and family to be read out after the funeral. And it gives you kind of a sense of what she was going through. She said, you know, throughout my illness, I did want to be somebody else. But as I write this on my deathbed, I am glad I was Rachel McAlpine. She said, you know, there were many times when I could have settled and given up, but I never did. All I ever wanted was to be treated as a human being, not a sick person in a wheelchair. And she said, you know, if anyone can learn one thing from my life, it is never to bow down if you know things are not right. Stand up and fight for what is fair and what is right. And obviously, that's what Rachel believed to the end.
She'll be remembered as a campaigner for the National Health Service, for the securing of the National Health Service. And she would be singing very much off the hymn sheet of those who believe that outsourcing and private health input should not be part and parcel of the story.
That is true.
It is a very sad story. It is exceptionally sad. But I do emphasise, and I'm sure you're accepting this, Claire, that many people who have and who are still going through the process of being looked after by the Northern Health and Social Care Trust and also by Trackers may tell a different story. But this is particularly sad, considering she wrote it literally on her deathbed and sent it to Trackers, to the Northern Health and Social Care Trust, and to you, to publish. She wanted people to know that she wasn't happy.
Yeah, and I suppose also, you know, I spoke to her mother, who's, as you can imagine, devastated, and she just described her daughter as remarkable till the end. She said she was an unbelievable person. She was so strong, intelligent, and well-respected by everyone who knew her. And she said losing her has left a deep void in our lives. Nothing will ever be the same again. And this gives you a reason as to why we felt it was our duty to publish it. She said, Veronica said, Rachel wanted her words to be heard from beyond the grave. And her mum said she was very proud to be her mother.
I'm not at all surprised. Claire, thank you very, very much indeed. I'm quite sure mum would be very proud to have been the mum of that young woman who faced up so bravely to her illness, Rachel McAlpine. We will bring you a statement from the Northern Trust and also from Trackers after the news. Now, just ahead of the news, we brought you the very sad story about Rachel McAlpin, who wrote the letters on her deathbed, one of which was sent to the Belfast Telegraph and published in the Belfast Telegraph on the front page this morning. The Northern Health and Social Care Trust, their response is, we would like to offer our sincere condolences to Rachel's family following her recent passing. The delivery of complex nursing care to clients in their own home can be challenging due to the specialist care required. The Trust strives to deliver the highest level of care to service users through effective working relationships with our partners in the independent sector. There are vigorous contractual and quality monitoring arrangements in place to ensure that the highest standards of care are delivered and maintained. We also have enhanced care management arrangements in place to ensure that the health and well-being of individuals with complex nursing needs are safely delivered, monitored and managed. And as for Trackers Healthcare, their response is as follows. The management, nursing and care staff at Trackers Healthcare wish to express their sadness and extend their condolences to the family of Rachel McAlpin, who died on the 5th of November 2018. Rachel's courage and grit impressed all those at Trackers Healthcare who had the privilege over the last 3 years of providing 24-hour care at home and more recently palliative support. The healthcare team respects the heartfelt views expressed in the series of letters which have been circulated. However, it is not appropriate to comment on these or any confidential clinical matters which have been raised. As a provider of experienced professionals across the healthcare system, employing highly qualified nursing and care staff, Trackers is dedicated to exceeding the highest quality standards. This work is continually evaluated and monitored by professional bodies, the regulator and the commissioners of our services, including the Health and Social Care Trusts. If a concern is raised, it is thoroughly investigated at every level with transparent reporting and recording of the process. The two statements from the groups that received the letters of complaint from Rachel from her deathbed, and the other letter, as I say, sent to the Belfast Telegraph. It is a very, very sad story. Right, good morning to you. 02890 333 105. Whatever is on your mind, we're always happy to talk about it on the radio on the U105 phone-in.